I think also in contrast to ibrutinib, although certainly ibrutinib is well tolerated, but I don't know of any issues you can tell me in terms of tolerability or toxicity with venetoclax other than TLS. Is there anything?
So the TLS is the main risk. We do see neutropenia, drug-induced neutropenia, and so we monitor for neutropenia, and sometimes we need to dose adjust for patients who have neutropenia. And patients can have some low-grade GI intolerance, diarrhea, that type of thing. But for the most part, once patients get up to their 400 milligram daily dose, it's an extremely well-tolerated drug. And the most common reason for needing to adjust the dose is the neutropenia that can be seen.
And also, just to clarify, currently it's only indicated in DEL17P, but like ibrutinib, is it sort of equally effective in other patients?
So it is effective in other patients. It's approved in relapsed patients with deletion 17P. It is on the NCCN guidelines in combination with rituximab for relapsed disease. So there is trial data that supports its use in other areas. And like I said, there are ongoing phase 3 clinical trials where I expect those trials will be positive and will see a label in other areas, perhaps frontline treatment for CLL and relapsed disease.